Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This part of the show is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center. When it comes to shopping this Valentine's Day, don't have regrets. Regret. You know, that thing Doreen feels every time she scrolls Sarah's Instagram feed. Come on, Doreen. John struck gold. And you can too at the San Francisco Gift and Jewelry Center. Visit sfgcjm.com. sfgcjm.com. They're good. They're so clever. Every day, some new thing. I don't know how they do it. They must have meetings. They sit around, just figure out. Or someone there is just so clever. Right? They're always funny. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to start with rich people who can do whatever they want.
Okay.
Which is, you know.
That's fine.
We hate the rich because we want to be them. So, Portia de Rossi, I want to say she turned 50. And she threw herself a birthday party. Mm, now, lucky. When you're Portia de Rossi and you're throwing yourself a birthday party, I guess Ellen didn't throw it for her, but, you know, they're together. Ellen DeGeneres is her wife. You can, you know, you hired the best singer. They got Brandi Carlile to perform at the birthday party. And then she surprised everyone, especially Ellen, by walking out, making her big entrance in a wedding gown.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Kris Jenner who got her notes together and officiated a vow renewal. And Ellen's like flabbergasted. And in fact, Portia at one point goes, "You don't have to say anything. You don't have to say a word." Yeah. Oh, there's Brandi singing.
Oh my God! Welcome to Portia's birthday party. And to the newest home of one of my favorite couples.
This is beautiful. My girls.
That's someone
else. Surprise.
It's a surprise party for Ellen, I guess.
You don't have to say anything at all.
So, and that's all they've really given us. But it's, I mean, Portia looks like a dream bride and Ellen standing there in trousers and a suit coat. She didn't even realize. That's just the way she dresses normally. And they exchanged, renewed their vows. And which I've always thought having a vow renewal would be awesome. Like, I thought when we got married, I said, at 25 years, we should do that. We should have like a big party and redo our vows. And then 25 years happened like that. Like, this year is our 30th anniversary, which is insanity. And even at 30, I'm like, that's too soon. Maybe at 50.
Well, I was thinking, is that something that you can do to Ellen because she's a, like, I would think you'd want her to know what the hell is going on, I guess is what I'm getting at. I don't know how to say that politely or softly. Like, it seems kind of, what?
Well, hopefully she actually is down with renewing the vows.
That's
and doesn't
what I'm
wanna,
saying.
Like, break
like,
the contract.
It's not real. That's a lot. Like, I understand that you may not have one foot out the door, but you may not be
ready to
that...
swear fealty to your queen.
It just seems like both people should really be excited about that. Not one of them going, what? And then being told, don't say,
don't say a word. This is my birthday, and it's all about me, and you're just the person I'm with.
I know you're funny and very sharp-tongued, so you just keep that thing put away. No talking. None out of you.
I'm and sure there's a person shut going, up, right?
I'm already hamstrung by the audience, and now you're telling me to STFU. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, this is fun. Yikes. Yeah.
I guess you have a different... That didn't even occur to me. I just thought... I thought she was basically saying, there's no pressure here.
Hmm.
You don't even have to agree to the things that I'm saying to you. But I'm doing this because it's my 50th birthday party, right, and I wanted to look like a princess, which she did.
All right.
So, so much. Just beautiful. Anyway, that's a party I would have liked to have been at. You know, I have watched Ellen and her house thing over the years, and she's always got some stunning new place. And at one point, she had this place where there was a koi pond, like, right outside the window. You could look from this floor-to-ceiling window into this koi pond. And every night, the fish would, like, line up in a row parallel to each other and, like, be asleep, I guess. And she had the lights on in the pond so you could see it. And there they all are. Just... It's so weird. And I thought, I want that. That looks great.
Oh, that's why you put the koi pond in?
Oh, no. I didn't have koi anyway. My pond was too small for koi. I had, like, little faux koi. They're called...
Why shibunkin. Do you say had?
I don't have it anymore. I didn't tell you.
You got
that?
Rid of the globe?
Oh, there they are.
Pond yeah. thing?
You know, honestly, I feel like I told you this. It had just become this crazy maintenance nightmare, and it was getting worse all the time as it was more and more choked with stuff, and it was really deep. So when I needed to get in there and clean it, I had to put on, you know, I would put on shorts and a t-shirt and get into this just gross fish toilet once in a great while. And then the filter itself was just freaking gnarly disgusting. And Bryn knows. Bryn helped me clean it one time. And it was just because he was helping me pull some plants out of there. Like it got crazy. And the raccoons were an ongoing problem. And it was just a thing. It is a bummer because I did love that pond and it was so beautiful. But now we have a much smaller little water feature.
You never told us that. I have not heard this. I thought the pond was living.
No, it's a bummer. Minute. And people are going to be bummed when they come over. They'll want to see the pond. But I don't have it anymore. And it's a it
when
is,
did
it's
that
total...
go away?
6 months ago.
Yeah.
In fact, it went away. It went away, and I cleared out all the plants around the thing, so it's actually kind of a no-go zone right now.
Do you just throw the fish on the grill, or what'd you do with them?
No, I did tell you about this, because I was telling you. I go online, and I'm like, what can you do with, you know, if you're trying to get rid of your koi or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And it said, the most humane thing to do is put them in a bag of water and put them in your freezer, and they just quietly go. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
You never told me that.
I don't remember that either.
I have never heard that story.
Yeah, it's awful. I guess that's what people do when they want to kill all the fish in their pond. So I found a lady. She's in Nevada, Petaluma or Novato. My contractor, Richard Dick and Chumley, he works with her all the time, and he put in a huge pond for her. So I asked him. I'm like, hey, they're healthy. They're great fish. Some of them are old, huge.
Nice.
And so she took them all. And it's so they live on. And if they don't live on, I don't want to know about it. Because I was like, there's no way I'm murdering my fish by sticking them in a... They're like, it's very humane. I'm like,
this is all news to me. Never heard that.
Doesn't feel humane. Yeah, well, that's what happened.
After the freezer, do you eat them or you just
I guess then you just chuck that out in your... I mean, maybe you just empty it into your compost bin. Disgusting. I'm like so bummed by it. I can't believe people do that. But I guess if you don't have another pond to throw them in, you're not supposed to let them loose into the wild. They can be problematic.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Like pests?
I don't know. I guess. They're non-native. I don't know. I found a solution, thank God. Thank dog. But Jesus. I mean, that's the first thing that popped up, and I'm like, how to get rid of fish. Yikes.
God, anyway, Google.
I know. Stop telling people that. Moving on. I have like 2 minutes left. I just want to quickly say The Last of Us has been renewed for season 2. I wasn't sure if I'd mentioned this or not, but it's now HBO's second biggest premiere to date behind House of the Dragon. It's great. Episode 3 was kind of a standalone, and it was beautiful. This show's really, I really like it. Of course, I like post-apocalyptic stuff, but there's some, it's just, the acting's good. Pedro Pascal's in it, and Lady Mormont, whatever that little girl's name is in real life. And then I want to leave you with this. It's just fun. You know, Miranda Lambert, she used to be married to Blake Shelton. They broke up, and she remarried. I think the guy was like a cop, or I think he was a cop. Her husband's name is Brendan McLaughlin. And he posted a video of himself. You know, it's cold. It's winter in a lot of places. This doesn't happen that often in California. Maybe way North California or up in Tahoe this would happen. And there's not even any snow on the ground. It doesn't look particularly wet. But he walks down his cement front steps. And
slowly walking.
And he goes down the steps. But the thing is, he's a full-on Peter Griffin. Like, he stands there bent over at the bottom of the steps for like a minute going, see if you can roll this audio.
Are you talking this audio here?
Yeah. No, the other. Not that audio. That's actually Peter Griffin. I want to hear what.
No, I can't roll that audio.
Oh, because it has the F word in it?
Yeah, he has.
Just the one time.
Oh, right. I can.
Oh, we're allowed to say it once?
No, we're going to bleep it. So he's super bummed. He fell down the stairs. He slides down and his butt just goes boom, 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 all the way down each step. Now he's sort of like stiffly walking over to his truck. And then he went, I wonder if the camera caught that. And he went back in. And
then he posted it?
He posted. He says, I feel like I need to give this post. I need to post this to give everyone a good laugh. And it is. It's actually funny. It's not, the fall itself isn't the funny part. It's the total Peter Griffin moment after the fact. Here he is going down again. Oh, boom, 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 boom. It's about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 stairs. And he is just, nothing's broken. The tailbone might be. But he's, we're going to put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you just want to take a quick moment and remind yourself to hold the handrail and be careful when you're on your slippery ass stairs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. When you bank with Fremont Bank, your dollars stay local because of their clients. The bank and its foundation donated support to support the work of 116 area school districts, hospitals, nonprofits, and art organizations just in 2022.
Nice.
Now the bank is focused on continuing its support in 2023. Visit FremontBank.com/community today. All right, here's what's happening. There is some rain falling outside. Depending on where you're at, it will go to about lunchtime at the longest, and then we'll see a break. There is rain in the forecast for the weekend. So
I was very surprised this morning because I really, although you had said Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it looks like it, but I just didn't expect it to be happening so soon.
That's right. So there's that. And if you're running the San Francisco half marathon this weekend, there's probably going to be rain. Just dress for it.
Yep.
And say hi to the missus. She'll be out there.
Hurry up.
Okay, so this is one of those stories where I'm like, all right, it's really good news. It's not really our thing, but it's important to report, because if you've been looking at any of the local news, you've seen the tech layoffs are kind of profound. Mm. It feels like, what is going on around here? Why are all these companies shedding, like, it feels like thousands of employees?
I know, and it always seemed like that was the sector where if you had the skills, you could find a job.
With
no problem.
Outside of the Bay Area, employers have been adding jobs like crazy.
Oh.
And there's astonishing labor market growth. As in, this is one of those good news indicators for the economy and those types of things where you go, you know, we hear the interest rate went up again. Oh, dang it. But job growth is super important.
Yes.
Right now, this is the 25th straight month of solid job growth in our country, and the unemployment rate has edged down to a new low of 3.4%.
Wow.
So I report that, again, not because it's something we usually spend our time on, but we here in the Bay Area, it feels like the opposite would be true.
I know.
If you look at any local news, it's just about every tech company has,
well,
and I think PayPal just announced more. Like,
it's just a huge part of our local economy. So you know, of course we're hearing that news.
Anyway, that's some good news for our country, despite what we're hearing here locally. Also, locally, the much-anticipated IKEA Mall in downtown San Francisco will be opening this spring.
Oh.
That giant IKEA that everyone is sort of like, how's that going to work? Where do you get your stuff? I don't know the answer to that, because I don't work for them and I haven't been there yet. But
let's hope they have a 12-story deep parking garage underneath.
Something. But it's neat. I'm excited. It's good to see big business in the city as opposed to big business leaving the city.
Yep.
So go IKEA. Very soon, everyone, this spring, you're going to be able to shop for your Swedish meatballs.
Right.
Your
flat pack dresser.
And your Loganberry sauce.
Close, yep.
What is it?
Lingonberry.
Oh. Well.
Which I don't even know what a lingonberry is, but man, do I need that with my Swedish meatballs, I'll tell you right now.
All right.
Delicious.
Well, you're going to not have to drive as far for
Look
your
at
Swedish.
That. That thing is enormous. No signage on it yet, huh?
I don't know if that's, is that even a picture or is that a drawing?
Oh, maybe it is.
No, it's a picture.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm. That place is already existing. I forget what was in it before.
Oh, they've just taken a building and
Well, they really seem to have scooted all the troubled sidewalk stuff out of the way for the photo.
Maybe they just Photoshopped them out.
Ah, okay. I've heard they can do that. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. They left all the people who seem to be standing, walking, and going somewhere in the picture. There are weird empty spaces, though.
Okay. Then that's how that works. All right. We got to the bottom of that one. Good job, guys. I saw this story. I think it's about 2 days old now. I really, it's shocking. It's so shocking. Okay. And I know different cultures have different attitudes towards the way things are done.
Yeah.
A couple in Israel found themselves in hot water after they showed up to the airport at the check-in desk. This story goes back to Tuesday of this week. And they were told, yes, you're here, you're checked in, but you're going to have to pay a fee to sit with your infant child on your lap. So they said, it's $27.
Okay.
That's like, basically, you're buying that baby a seat for $27.
Right. They don't fly for free.
Exactly right. So this company is called Ryanair. They say here they were already late for their flight and check-in had already closed when the customer service agent informed them, look, you're going to need to pay a fee to hold the baby on your laps. That's essentially the ticket. Instead, they left the baby there and sprinted for security to try and make their flight.
Mm. priorities.
No. That's just so
They
silly.
Left their own child at the counter as they ran for the security line attempting to make the flight without their baby.
Was that their way of... They figure no one's going to let them leave their baby. Someone will bring the baby through and... I don't. How do both of them do that too? Like, was this premeditated? Like, we're not paying that $27.
I thought one of the reasons any government or any society promotes marriage is because you hope one person in the relationship will be the sane one and say things like, "No, we're not leaving the baby here," or "No, you're not going to drink and drive home from this." Place or
the drink and drive thing, I can see. I don't feel like there are that many instances where you would have to tell someone not to leave their baby behind. Like that one is like they should add that now that it's happened. People are going to get a bright idea, but it seems so. This seems like a prank show thing. Like I can't imagine.
Well,
then what do you do now? You're the person who's standing there trying to give them the ticket for the and now what? You're in charge of the baby? What, I'm babysitting now?
That's it. They called the police. They went,
what are we supposed to do with this baby?
Daycare? You're just going to pick this thing up when you get back? I don't live here. I'm not going to. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
They say here that the parents were returned to the baby.
Oh, as thank God the baby got those wonderful parents back.
They were not let on their flight.
Oh,
they did
good.
Not get right. to leave. They had to come back, and they were given their baby back. Here's the weird part. No further action was taken.
Oh.
That is weird.
Here's your baby.
In Merca, would you ever see your baby again?
No,
I mean, doesn't CPS show up and go, we're going to run you through a few things. We have some questions before you get baby Jimmy back. Or whatever the baby's name is.
I don't really think I'm old-fashioned,
yeah.
But it does seem to me like maybe there needs to be a follow-up on this. Like there's something seriously going on with this couple. Again,
right.
You expect one of them to go, no, we don't leave our kid, not even for a minute, much
right.
less
right.
if they let us on the flight. Even if you say they're trying to make a point, you know, maybe their point is, okay, fine, you want money? You can keep the bait. Like maybe there's some.
Yeah, like I don't know
protest.
What twisted logic is involved in that decision. And they both make it.
Right.
Like you'd think he'd have to be dragging the mom or she'd have to be dragging him. Like it's. They book it for security and think that that's. Well, you know, the kid was a problem anyway. We weren't sleeping much. It's going to be great. We'll just leave the baby. It's fine. Take the weekend off. Oh, my God. What a bizarre story.
It is really bizarre. I know. Okay. I have one more, and this was the bike rider story I wanted to tell you. And it's tragic. So, you know,
uh-oh.
I'm not going to be as graphic as maybe this story is. I'll try to be careful around it. But my friend Billy works in the area where this happened.
Okay.
And so he had texted me, and he's like, you can't believe what just happened right outside my work. And he goes on to tell me there was a bike rider riding down the street. No one knows or no one saw what went on between the driver and the bike rider. But we're all familiar with that sort of hostility between the two. Whether
yes.
it's a driver who feels like, get out of the road, or a bike rider going, hey, I have every right to be here.
Right.
And I have the right of way. Watch out for me. And we've
right.
all, whether you've had a bike rider hit the back of your car or, you know, scream at you or, you know, make that
or
one
pass
motion
you on the right as you're trying to make a right-hand turn.
Ding, ding. All kinds of things happen on the road.
Yes.
But I've never heard of this.
Okay. And Billy saw this.
Billy was right there after it happened. So he didn't see it, but a bunch of people actually jumped in to hold down the murderer.
Oh my
this
God.
This driver.
Who murdered who? This is incredible.
So the bike rider ends up being a doctor at a local hospital. So he's just riding his bike to his work or, you know, whether he was gone for lunch or whatever. He's riding his bike to his work when this Lexus turns into the bike lane and plows him over on purpose. So they go, like, people are watching this happen. Everybody who was, they stayed at the scene. They were there to say,
oh,
that guy
God.
Did this on purpose. Then he slams on the brakes, gets out, and stabs the guy.
Just to make sure this guy's dead.
Killed him in broad daylight, in the middle of the street. Like, if you look this up, you just can't.
God.
You just can't believe that this would happen at all. Much
it's two
less,
unbelievable stories in a row.
Well, you would honestly say to yourself, like, I get it, road rage, right? Road rage is a thing. But you just, that driver not only killed somebody, but that driver also threw his own life away. Gone.
Yeah.
So anyway, after he gets out of the car and finishes or makes sure he's finished the job, all of the local bystanders jump on him and hold him for police. So he's gone to jail now, and we don't know the whole story yet. I will certainly follow up when I do.
Yeah, I'm
but
wondering.
The bike rider,
it sounds so pointed that, like, does he know this guy? Does he have a thing about this guy?
It almost feels like it would have to have more backstory, right?
Right.
So if I get that, I will certainly share it with you. Okay, for now, I guess the message might be, let's all chill the heck out there on the roads today. Because my goodness, that is.
Yeah, people are annoyed by share the road, but please do share the road. We are all just trying to get where we're going. And no one set out to piss you off today. Even though you're pissed.
Easy.
This
happened
unbelievable
in,
then.
Laguna Beach.
Oh.
Like, right down south.
You're lucky enough to be in Laguna Beach. Stop killing people.
When I first heard this, I went, I don't know how to word this. Maybe in the city, kind of. There's a lot of craziness in the city and a lot of bikers and a lot of, you know, in San Francisco, I mean. But in a beach town?
Like, yeah.
So maybe you're right. Maybe there's backstory. Like, there's a, you know, a.
It feels so. This guy's determined to kill this person.
In between them that.
And he's got a knife. Like, I mean, maybe people do walk around carrying knives. I'm not aware. They keep them well hidden. But it does feel. Go ahead.
They say that as far as there's no relationship or motive right now at this time. So I'm waiting for details and I'll report them when I do. But man, the message is be careful out there, everybody.
Do we know anything about the driver? Is he an older guy, a younger guy?
They said he's a dude from Long Beach, and they caught him. But no, we don't know anything about him yet either.
Wow. What if he's like all hopped up on steroids or something, like a Muscle Beach guy?
Yeah, he's 39, I think.
Yeah.
Like something acid. That's a person over the edge, whether he knew this person or not.
Well, this goes back to what I'm trying to say, which is you don't know what that person in the car might be capable of. So you got to be very careful who you wave to with your middle finger or what else, you know. And I don't even know. Maybe that guy never did anything. He's just a guy due to doing down the road. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
I don't know. It goes extreme, like in the flash of an eye, the blink of an eye.
Holy moly. Okay.
Batman.
Yeah. English is the most spoken language around the world, but when it comes to having a tattoo with words, most people around the world opt for a different language.
Oh.
New research has ranked the most popular languages for word-based tattoos, not just in the U.S., but worldwide. And number one is?
Japanese.
How'd you know? Did you see
because
this?
If I was going to get words written on me, I think it would be kind of cool to have them in another language. But I always worry, though, that someone would F with you. And they'd say, well, I want the words, you know, hashtag blessed. Put on my shoulder blade, and then they would be like, hashtag loser.
That says hashtag breasts.
Right, and then it would take someone from Japan who could read and speak Japanese to say,
Christina breasts. Has symbol on her that is either Japanese or Chinese. I don't know.
Okay.
And I know I've asked her about it many years ago, and she told me. I don't know what it, I have to go out there and ask her what that thing says again. But oh. She definitely is one of those people who put her trust in a tattoo guy right. and has to cross her fingers that it's correct. Because
you should look that up yourself and take the symbols with you to the, just to be sure.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, tattoo artists will misspell stuff lots of times. That's always fun. You definitely don't want them misspelling something you can't even tell is misspelled.
Yeah, I have. I actually have a friend whose daughter went and got a tattoo, and they screwed the date up. There was a date there. They screwed it up. She left. Someone went, "That's not the date."
Oh.
And she went, "Oh my God!" Had to go
it's
back.
It's on me forever.
I was like. After this whole thing went down before I got became involved in the story, but I was actually saying, leave it. It's actually better to have the date wrong and let that be the story of that tattoo than it is to have them try and fit a number in there or like, and it's just janky.
Yeah, I suppose you could get one section lasered off and try again, but that seems like a lot and it's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Your
the
best
story
bet
of
is
the tattoo is this is the thing.
Your best bet is to double check that before it's inked on you.
Double and triple and
they usually ask. They will actually ask you, take a look. Take a good long look. Go look in the mirror. Walk around right. with that. Like it's just
it
stenciled on?
On
you. Yeah, you
I
get
see.
A stencil
okay.
on you and then you know, hey, go look in the mirror. Does that look straight to you? It looks straight to me.
Yeah.
And like the guy who
for,
does
exactly
the guy who does my tattoos will just, he'll put it on and then he'll look at it and he'll completely squirt, wipe it down and do it again.
Oh, well.
Like trying to make it straight.
Well, look, that's his name. If you're trying to make a name for yourself in the tattoo world, do good tattoos.
Yep.
Take
exactly
your time
right.
and make them as perfect as you can make them.
Body. Anyway, it's Japanese, Chinese, Arabic, Latin, Korean, Greek, French, Spanish, Italian, and coming in at number 10, English.
Oh, I'm surprised we're at number 10 just based on how many people have, oh, no, you didn't, on their tramp stamp. You know, that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. And Christina has another tattoo in the middle of her back. And I was actually recently talking about tramp stamps.
Yeah.
And she was like made a frowny face. And I go, what? And she goes, well, I have one of those. And I go, no, those are supposed to be down by your butt.
Yeah, they're
yours
supposed
is
to be
in
like...
the middle of your back. And she goes, oh, so they got my tramp stamp wrong?
I went in and asked for a tramp stamp.
It's not. It's the middle of your back. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. It's way higher than whatever.
Well, she lucked out.
Well, it's also when you get a back tattoo, you completely forget that you even have anything there.
Ah, yeah. Sure,
I see
true.
Her tattoo all the time. She never sees it.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Well, how would she see it unless she was specifically looking for it?
Right. But certainly.
I look at
things...
my butt in the mirror a lot, so I'd probably see it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Sure. I'm always just all like, right. How's that thing doing? Let's take a look.
And?
Oh, it's so fine.
I don't know. So you like to turn around and look back into the mirror at your butt? Do you bend over or are you like...
No.
Oh. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing either. I don't know. You're naked and you have I've got a full-length mirror right there. So sometimes I just take a look. Let's see what's going on back there. You know, what if you've got some big growth on there that you're like, God, that looks cancerous. Let's get that looked at. But if you hadn't turned around, you wouldn't know.
Wow.
All right.
She's being serious, I didn't realize.
I'm not looking for cancer. I just look at my ass sometimes. You know, I look at my ass in jeans. I look at my ass without jeans. I have these new underpanties that I got for Christmas. They're little boy shorts.
Underpants.
Underpanties. And they're so, like, seamless and so soft. And my butt looks great in them. I think, you know.
I love your ass.
This is really fun. I'm really, I, who knew?
Yeah, huh. Not I.
All right. Yeah, I don't, I honestly don't look at my butt in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brandy. What if there's
I do not. No, I haven't looked in a while.
Alex,
I probably
your
should
butt
though.
In the mirror a lot?
I don't know. I feel like it's something I would do, but yeah, I don't do it a lot if I do.
Yeah. People look at their butts. Don't. I'm not saying I look at it every day. It's just, you know, you're checking yourself out.
Do you look between your knees when you're looking, or are you looking, bending, turning around?
Yeah.
It just depends on the mood I'm in, Vin.
Breaking your neck.
am I in the mood to look at myself upside down?
Uh-huh. Oh, all right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!